stay social and
get in touch.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, it's Marion here. I'm going to be asking Olivia 5 questions. Hello, Olivia.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah.
Good.
Fine.
Are you ready for the questions?
Absolutely.
Good for you. What have you done recently?
Well, normally I would just check on Mum and see how she feels. I mean, right now she's got a bad back. She's been having it recently. So, yeah, I ask her every day when I get, before I leave and get home from school, I say, how's your back?
Okay, well, that's nice.
Mainly it's me, I'm the only one asking her. No one seems to ask how her back is.
Well, I hope it gets better soon. I really do.
Yes. Yeah, I hope so too.
Okay, number 2 is tell me something that will be happening in school.
Well, after break, I'll be having maths and English, and then I'll be doing arts and photography with Robert.
And out of those subjects, which is the best one you enjoy?
Arts and photography.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
I let all my creativity come out.
Yes. Well said. Number 3, tell me what you think is best about school.
When I have feeling down, I got friends that, you know, come and help me. Like, you know, Macy, whenever someone's been mean to me, Macy, Sasha and the other Olivia, they always come and help me.
That's lovely, isn't it? And what I like, when we do our features, you two help one another, don't you?
Yeah.
You're with Maisie when she does her top 10.
Yeah.
And if you slip up on a word, you're always there to help.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. Okay, number 4, do you like having Poppy and Fudge in school, and why?
Well, to be honest, I got allergies to dogs and cats, so...
I didn't know that.
Well, everyone doesn't know, so I try and keep my distance to Fudge since it molts.
Yeah, yeah.
And for Labradors, like Poppy, if I had a dog, it would probably be like a Labradoodle.
Oh, yes, they're lovely.
They don't molt that easily, like... Most Labradors do.
Yeah, yes.
So, yeah.
Do you think it's a good idea for everyone else, though, to have them
in
school?
Yeah, I mean, they're quite fond of him when they first arrived here.
Yeah, everyone strokes them, don't
they? Yeah.
Yes, okay. And the last question, if you could change something in school, what would it be?
Well, to be honest, at my old school, I would, like, all the students would be bad. They could just be expelled and keep all the well-behaved ones at school.
Oh, right. I'm on your side. Do you think it will happen?
Well, I wish.
Yeah, I wish. Okay.
It would be a whole lot easier for people who want to learn to learn.
Yeah. It would just be nice if they sort of turned the coin and started to behave.
Yeah.
They? Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. That's lovely. Thanks ever such a lot.
You're welcome.
Hi, it's Connor here. A species of deer new to the Isle of Wight has been recorded by the conversation group which monitors numbers. It is called a seeker deer and is believed to have swum across the Solent to get to the island. Red, Roe, Fallow and Munjack have all been seen here before, but not the seeker. However, the conservation group said they will not be surprised to see if they were quite common on the south coast of the mainland. The deer on the island are well distributed, with males, females and young all being recorded. There have been no reports of adverse deer impacts on the island, and the Forestry Commission confirmed that there were no problems caused by deer in its woodlands. I think we are very lucky to have such wonderful wildlife living on the island. It's a great place to live. It really is a beautiful island. So that's it from me this week. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you later.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Oscar.
How are you, Mary?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, and you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good,
yeah.
You look well. Yeah. What are you talking about this week, Oscar?
I'm talking about the classic beer buses and walk festival.
And when's that on?
That's on Saturday at 9:30 till 8 on a Saturday and a Sunday.
Okay. And what dates are those?
The 14th of October to the 15th of October 2017.
And what's it all about?
There are classic buses operating free service between pubs, which are through ales.
So they have offer real ale.
Yeah.
So you catch a bus, can go and have a drink, catch another bus.
Yeah.
Which is good because you're not driving.
No.
Yeah? And what else could you do?
Walk between pubs if you prefer.
Yeah, so that's a good point. If it's sunny like this, it'd be quite nice to walk.
The only thing you have to pay for is programmes. £6 with two postage.
£2 postage?
Yeah.
So six to buy with £2. And what's in the programme?
Pub maps, routes and timetables.
Okay. And who do they contact if they want any of this?
Isle of Wight buses and coach museums, the depot, Park Road, Ride, Isle of Wight, PA33, 2BE, 01983-567796.
Okay, so that looks fun to me.
Yeah.
And I have a friend that's done it before. He said it's brilliant.
Yeah.
He does like his real ales.
It's not long yet for me.
not yet.
Not yet, though.
No. So how many buses do you think there are?
There's 110 buses.
That's a lot of buses.
Hi there, Olivia here. Right now I'm here with Robert, my art teacher, and I got some questions if you don't mind asking.
No, not at all, Olivia. Good to be on radio.
Your first question is, what is your favourite TV programme and why?
I think my favourite TV programme that I'm watching at the moment, even though it's not showing, is DCI Banks.
Oh.
I'm watching that on the player. I really like it. I think it's just incredibly well written and quite a good twist.
Do you know what year it was produced?
I believe it's sometime in the last sort of 5 or 6 years. But yeah, it's a good show, definitely.
Right, your next sort of question is, tell me about any pets you have.
I've got two pets. I've got a dog called Mr. Jingles. He's a Bichon Frise.
Ooh.
He's a very happy little dog. And I've got a cat called Jack. He's quite an old man now, he's about 16.
Yeah, but I had a cat once.
Did you? Yeah lovely. He's a lovely
Charlie.
Animal.
Yeah? Yeah, normally we don't see him much.
No, is he a bit of a hunter?
Well, he normally runs away from our home.
Jack's a bit similar, he sort of hides under the bed, but he's definitely a house cat.
Yeah, he was very mischief, Charlie was.
Really?
Normally when he's hungry, he just pats my mum on the head to buy food.
Funny, Jack does the same, because he sits up at the table and he puts his paw on your arm because he wants to eat some food. Especially when it's me.
Yeah, no one's asleep when Charlie wants food.
There are two, really.
Yeah.
We've got two other pets in the house, but I tend to keep away from those. My daughter's got two rats in her bedroom, and I've yet to see them.
Yeah, my brother had two rats once. They were Dumbo rats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of them had a blind eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've not seen these two, but I believe the cat sits and watches.
Yeah. Now, your first question is, tell me about a holiday you have been abroad.
Well, last year we went to Holland.
Mm.
We went to a place called Alkmaar.
Mm.
Fantastic place, Holland, actually. Mm. Very flat. Lots of windmills and lots of waterways. We enjoyed it so much, we're actually going to go again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, your fourth question. What is your favourite meal?
It has to be carnival variety, which would be steak. And it would be chips.
I like chips.
Yeah, chips are good, aren't they?
Especially when you put melted cheese on it.
Yeah, but a nice big steak, I think, always goes down well.
All right. And final question, tell me about the best job you have done in the past.
Well, yeah, you'd have to say past, because this is probably my best job. But in the past, my favourite job was when I was a student many years ago, and I used to work in an art centre, and I used to take the tickets for the cinema. And then, when I took the tickets, I used to sit down and watch the film. And then I just opened the doors and everyone went out. So that was a great job.
Well, thank you so much for answering my questions. Bye.
See ya.
Hi, Maisie here. Now for the top 10 hits of the week. Number 10, Morning Friends by James Hype. Number 9, Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift. Number 8, Lonely Together by Avicii and Rita Ora. Dusk Till Dawn by Zayn. Number 6, What About Us by Pink. Number 5, Reggae Lento, remix by CNCO and Little Mix. Number 4, Hey Vanna by Camila Cabello. Number 3, New Rules by Dua Lipa. Number 2, Rockstar by Post Malone. And number 1, Too Good For Goodbyes by Sam Smith. Goodbye.
Hello, it's James from the Dragon Hidden Georgia. I'm going to give you my Hell in a Cell prediction. We've got the heavyweight one pre-show match. We got Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin against the Hype Bro. Then we've got Angelo, Mojo Rawley and Zack Ryder. It's a normal tag team match, Angie Bling can do. I think the Hype Bros are going to win, but they're not going to, because Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin are going to win anyway. Not the point. That's not really running the petition. On to the main show. Okay, for the first Hell in a Hell match, which is a full count anywhere. Basically, a full count anywhere match. And then you can pin them outside the ring, anywhere you want, basically. In the Hell in a Hell match, will be very brutal. It's between Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon. I think Shane McMahon is going to win. On to the next one, for the singles match for the WWE Championship. We got Jinder Mahal with the King Brother, who thinks he's going to make Jinder Mahal win, but it's against Shinsuke Nakamura. I think Shinsuke Nakamura is going to win, but the King Brother obviously isn't going to interfere to make Jinder Mahal win, but I still think Shinsuke Nakamura is still going to win. On to the next match, which is for the WWE SmackDown Live Tag Team Championship. It's between the New Day, basically Big E and Kofi Kingston, with Xavier Woods, that ring tied all out of the hell. Against the Uso, basically Jay and Jimmy Uso, like I said. It's gonna be in a Hell in a Hell, the little thing. For the tag match, obviously. I think the New Day is gonna win, hopefully. On to the next match, for the SmackDown Women's Championship match, it's Natalya, the Jitsu champion at the moment, against Charlotte Flair. I think Charlotte Flair is gonna win, I hope. On to the next match for the United States Championship. It's AJ Styles, the US champ, against Baron Corbin. AJ Styles is going to win, obviously. Next up, we've got the glorious Bobby Roode against Mr. Gimmick-Stealing Dolph Ziggler. The glorious Bobby Roode is going to win, obviously. On to the Viper, the Randy Orton against the Bulgarian Brute Rusev. Another single match, like I said, for Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler. I think Randy Orton is going to win against Rusev. That is Hell in a Hell. It's going to be on the 8th of October, which is Sunday. Next pay-per-view is Tables, Ladders and Chairs, otherwise known as TLC, which is going to be in October as well, which I don't know when, but I will tell you when that comes around. This has been James from the Dragon Georgian giving you the Hell in a Hell prediction.
It's Marion here, and this week I'm talking to Isabel. We were talking earlier that because we're the same age, we remember quite a few things the same, don't we?
That's right, yes, yeah? We do.
And one of them being, I think, is the open back buses where you could just jump on and off.
What, the one with the pole in?
Yes, that's
yes,
right.
That's, oh yes, I certainly do remember those.
Because you lived in London, didn't you, when
I
you
did.
Were very young? So you had quite a few buses, I assume.
Yes, I grew up for my first 40 years in London, so I know it really well.
Yeah.
And I remember them really well.
Well, I was 16 to 18, I was in London as well. And I remember that if the bus sort of was going off in the distance, you'd run like crazy because you'd know it would slow down in the traffic and then you'd jump on.
That's right, yes.
Whereas in the countryside, we had very few buses. They ran, oh gosh, 1 an hour. So you had to catch it.
Well, the thing was that the buses were really quite regular, mm-hmm. but you'd always want to catch that bus that you saw. You'd run over to it, and sometimes you'd be running, and the conductor would sometimes even help you up.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
So, yeah.
Thinking back, they must have been quite cold, mustn't they? They must have been the same, yeah. Almost the same temperature as outside.
I don't remember it being cold.
No, I don't, funnily enough.
No, but downstairs was where you'd always stay, and upstairs, the people used to go up and smoke.
Yes, that's right. But if you did go upstairs, the driver didn't stop, did you? Didn't let you sit down first.
No.
He'd just trundle off, and there you were holding onto the rails to get up there.
Yeah, it was quite scary, really. Yeah, and the other good thing about that is that if you were passing your house and the bus started to slow down, you could jump off whenever you wanted
absolute.
As well.
Absolutely. Or if you missed just your stop, you just say, oh, no, we get off now. And you just jumped off, didn't
That's
you?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. www.vectisradio.com